Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have Genesis Tremaine on the line with me, and she's an evangelist painter. Genesis, say hello to the people and just describe to us your painting and what you do.
Hello, hello. Giving God all the glory for today. It is actually 91 degrees today. I'm so excited for the sun, but I'm actually inside working and painting and preparing for this upcoming solo show. I'm an evangelist painter, began painting in the church, and the story has greater come to me by way of prayer and praise and worship. And visually, I express those prayers in paint and in color. And that's what I've been doing for a while. They translate as portraits, so I'm a portraiture painter. Pray that the message of Christ is always present in the work, and so that's why I consider myself an evangelist painter. I'm really humble behind that, and I'm growing in that still.
How long you've been doing this?
I've been working in art and painting and drawing since before I was writing my name properly, as I'm told. But I've been in paint since 22 is when I had my first show. I had my first show in my apartment. I pushed all of my furniture into my kitchen at the time, my Brooklyn studio apartment on Hancock. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Brooklyn. Very excited about showing this body of work in Brooklyn. But anyway. Mm-hmm. And I did this because I couldn't pay my rent. There just so happened to be a block party on the block the very next day, and I sold out of the work that I showed.
Wow.
And I've been working in this since. And I always say, you know, when God calls you to do something, just do it. Answer the whys and the how comes later, but just get on it and get it done. And I've been doing my best to get the work done, if you would.
Mm-hmm. You said something real unique, and it is a call, and it is a gift. But I like what you said, when he tells you to do it, just do it and get the work done. That is something that sometimes people hear the call and have the talent, but they're lazy. Okay, I'm just going to say that. And it does require work. Even when he was at the cave with Lazarus, he told them to move the rock. It ain't like he couldn't move the rock and call Lazarus out. So there is some requirement that we have to do. And so you've been doing this, and you know, for a long time now. What's the future holding for you?
Oh, God knows, and God has that plan. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for this journey, you know. And I pray that plan includes things like showing abroad. I pray that plan includes showing in spirited spaces like churches abroad, should that be the call. I pray that the evangelist work continues in service projects with students and young adults in art. I pray that the works are collected in museums, you know, who God has intended them for.
Right.
I just pray that it continues to be a vessel. I'm really grateful for the way that I'm able to praise. It is a really unique space, and it really, really is an experience. Each portrait is a prayer. I consider each portrait a gospel hymn, if you would.
Wow.
They're really dense in messages, and not necessarily for the generations that are present, but for those who are to come. So
Wow. It's
not necessarily about where I'm going to be in the future. Dear God, my prayers have been answered again and again. The grace of God allows the work to continue on canvas, and then that means that they're taken care of for generations to come.
That's right.
So that the grace of God can be felt in color in a wider and broader space than it has been. And so that's where I hope to continue to be used. Yeah.
Wow. So what's your trip to Paris about?
God surprised me with a show, a group show with Almine Reich in Paris, France. The show opens on October 12th. I'm really excited to show with quite a few other artists. The show is curated by Bill Powers, and I am representing the Richard Beavers brand, and to God be all glory, all of the essence of what I've been able to bring to the Paris space for the first time. This is my debut show.
Wow.
Internationally, and this is truly one of those spaces where I was so far into the work, I really didn't see this coming, but I'm grateful the Valley allowed me some time to over-prepare, if you would.
Right.
So, you know, my dad says, when you're prepared, you ain't got to get ready.
So when I
got the call, actually, I was told that they were going to come and collect one piece.
Mm-hmm.
But when the folks came to the studio, they were interested in two. So
wow.
I'm showing two works in Paris. God, you know, truly, truly has enlarged my territory, as the song says. Shout out to the sister who sings that. that inspires me so much. But I'm really, really excited to do the evangelist work, again, to spread the message on an international level. And to be called into that type of position is exciting. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
Man, I'm excited for you. And art is a treasured work, as I like to say. And it's been around for eons, and it will continue in past people's lifetimes. We're still appreciating their work. What would you say you want people to really get from your work within the years beyond yours?
Thank you for asking me that. I'm constantly in prayer asking to be a vessel. I'm constantly asking in prayer to be used for whatever the message is supposed to be.
Right.
And I truly just pray that the work is accepted on a fine art scale so that it expands the breadth of conversation around the grace of God, around the true message of Jesus' love for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that it's made clear that the vessel that was used this time around was a Black queer woman from Brooklyn, New York, who was told from very young that art and the proposed position that I have been used to give it through wasn't supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is, you know, a very human face within me that says, I hope they know who did it.
Right.
But when I really, really, really sit down with it, the truth is I can't get to the level of artistry this time around without the grace of Jesus within the work. And so I hope that those two things are very clear, that I am a woman by the grace of God.
Wow. Well, Genesis Tremaine, that was excellent. I thank you for affording us some time with you. I know your schedule is busy, but we really appreciate you stopping by. Is there a specific piece that you favor more than something else, or no, not really? Each one is just gradually something greater than the previous.
I truly, truly thank you for asking me that. I favor the story of Daniel, and I hope that the work is taken in as a story and then focused on piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite piece, man, that's hard. I had a really, really amazing time with this body of work. No, I don't have a favorite.
Okay.
I do have favorite moments mm-hmm. that I can't wait to share with the greater audience, should that be, I don't know.
Right, it's okay.
Share. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a favorite work. No, it's more like a favorite moment in the valley while getting things done. You know, like
mm-hmm.
running out of red paint at 2 a.m. and suddenly finding a red jar in my trunk while looking for something. Like, you know, the grace of God in those ways are the moments that I journal about and I give praise for. The work and the result of the actual piece, man, I'm amazed every time. So no, I don't have a favorite. I'm excited for the next time, should there be one.
Right. So how can people get in touch with you, or, you know, you're on social media?
I do have a presence on social media. I have my pages on Instagram at Genesis Tremaine. Tremaine spelled like the infamous Tremaine Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I got my middle name from. Thanks,
okay.
Mom. And my first name, Genesis, felt like the first book of the Bible. So it's at Genesis Tremaine on Instagram.
All right. Well, thank you again. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So keep us in the loop and definitely let us know when your next show is in New York so we can help spread the word.
Absolutely. Next show at the Richard Beavers Gallery, November 9th in Bedford Stuyvesant in Brooklyn, New York. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to the Richard Beavers brand for all of your help. And thank you so much, Sister Nigeria, for this interview. This has been more than a blessing. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.